Biographical sketch.
Confucius was one of the greatest teachers of all time, and yet, ironically, he considered himself a failure because he had not achieved his lifelong goal. His deepest wish was to persuade a powerful ruler to adopt his teachings and thereby bring about peace and prosperity. Even if he was not successful in a political sense, Confucius led a spectacular career as a scholar and educator. The Analects, compiled by his disciples, is a record of his thoughts and deeds. It deals with a variety of topics, but the focus of his teaching is to encourage individuals to study, seek knowledge, and become a better person. The book is filled with wise sayings and maxims that are meant to guide his pupils towards their goals. One classic example is, "It does not matter how slowly you go, so long as you do not stop." Confucius was born in 551 BC in the city of Chufu. It was once the capital of the ancient state of Lu, which is now modern Shandong province in eastern China. He is thought to have come from a noble but impoverished family. It is believed that Confucius lost his father at a very young age and was brought up by his mother in poverty. Confucius was self-taught, and it is evident from his vast learning that he studied diligently. The time during which Confucius lived was very chaotic, with powerful kingdom states fighting against each other. He wanted to have a position in government so he could help convince the warring rulers to set good examples for their subjects. Although Confucius was widely respected as a scholar in Lu, it was not until he was 53 years old that he gained his first government post, that of Minister of Justice. However, he had many political disagreements with the ruler and resigned after only 4 years. Confucius then traveled to other states, accompanied by some of his pupils, always hoping to find a ruler who would follow his teachings. Confucius finally returned to his home state of Lu when he was 68 years old, but he never again worked for the government. He spent the final 5 years of his life teaching his many disciples and gathering, organizing, and editing his works and other ancient texts, all of which would lay the foundation for what has come to be called Confucianism. Even today, Confucius is revered as being one of the world's greatest educators.